Former Coal executive Don Blankenship, who went to prison for his role in the 2010 Upper Big Branch mine disaster, was on the ballot Tuesday in some states as a third-party candidate for president. As Brittany Patterson reports, Blankenship had a spot on the ballot in some key swing states.
Data from Ballotpedia shows Blankenship, the presidential nominee for the Constitution Party, got only about 55,000 votes nationwide. Although Blankenship's total represents just a drop in the bucket compared to the millions of votes cast across the country, he drew thousands of votes in some very closely contested states. In Michigan, which narrowly went for Joe Biden, Blankenship drew 7,301 votes. Just over 5,200 Wisconsinites cast their ballot for Blankenship. Biden won Wisconsin by roughly 20,000 votes. 2020 was not the coal baron's first foray into politics. In 2018, Blankenship lost a three-way Republican primary for U.S. Senate seat in West Virginia. Following the April 2010 explosion at the Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia that killed 29 men, Blankenship served a one-year prison sentence for conspiring to violate federal mine safety standards. Earlier this year, a federal judge denied his request to overturn the conviction. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.